Welcome to episode 41 of the English Sessions, Here and Over Here. I am your host and English teacher, Mike Butler. These podcasts can help you improve your English. Together, we will talk about grammar, pronunciation, structure, and have some fun, too. Remember to visit my website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com, to contact me for private lessons and for more content. You can also read the transcript of this audio on the website as you listen to this episode. For the full audio transcript, go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. Listen for this word today, jackhammer. A jackhammer is a handheld machine for drilling rock and breaking up pavement, typically operated by compressed air. It is a very big, very loud device that breaks up rock or pavement like a chisel. There will be a picture of a jackhammer on the website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com. Today's episode is about two verbs, to hear and to overhear. In some ways, they are similar verbs. Yes, both involve your ears. You hear through your ears, and you overhear through your ears. However, they are very different verbs. First, let's start with hear. Hear is the more common verb. Everything that we experience or perceive with our ears is what we hear. At this moment, I hear my own breath. I hear a car outside. I hear the wind outside as well. It is pretty quiet right now, so I don't hear much. Take a moment and pause the podcast. What do you hear? Do you live in a city? Perhaps you hear the sounds of a city, traffic, people talking, perhaps a jackhammer at a construction site. Or maybe you live in the country. Do you hear cows? Do you hear a pack of howling wolves? Or maybe, at this moment, you hear nothing but my voice. That is hear. We hear everything around us that makes sound. Okay, what about overhear, Mike? What does it mean to overhear something? Overhear is more specific. Yes, it is still about what you hear, but it is about what you were not supposed to hear. When you overhear some information, it means that you now have information that you are not supposed to have. It is information that was not meant for your ears to hear. You overheard information, and now you have information that was not intended for your ears. For example, you are at a restaurant. There are two people behind you talking. You overhear their private conversation. You were not meant to hear that conversation. If they are friendly people, maybe you will then say to them, "Hi, I overheard your conversation. You were talking about sports. I also like sports. Can I join your conversation?" That would be a very positive conclusion to overhearing information. Sometimes it's not so positive. Sometimes you may overhear secret information, like somebody's password to an account, or information that is embarrassing. Perhaps then you would not tell that person that you overheard them. We use overhear when it is not intentional. You do not intend to overhear someone. It just happens. Just like you don't have to try to hear something or someone, it just happens. It is what happens when sound reaches our ears. So, what have you overheard lately? I overheard my neighbors recently talking about their love life. I imagine they would be pretty embarrassed to know that I overheard them, and to know that now their love life has been mentioned on a podcast. What have you overheard lately? Write into the podcast to tell me. Any questions? Write into the podcast, efteachermike@gmail.com. That's efteachermike @gmail.com. Find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, facebook.com/theEnglishSessions, twitter.com/theESessions, instagram.com/EnglishSessionsWithMike. Go to our website for much more content. EnglishSessionsWithMike.com. You can help support the English Sessions. Go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions to make a monthly contribution. For only $1 per month, you will have access to the full audio transcript of this episode and much more, including English sessions with students, test preparation, and ad-free versions of all of my podcast episodes and bonus episodes. Go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. That's patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. And sign up today. Please rate and review the English Sessions on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts. It really helps us. Go to the website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com, for a free consultation with me, Mike. Do you want to talk to me about your English? I offer a free 30-minute consultation. That's right, 30 minutes free with me, Mike. After that, I will be available to you for private lessons at a price that is affordable for you. We can discuss what you can afford together. I am here to help. One more thing for all of the advanced learners out there, make sure to subscribe or follow Get the Word with Mike Butler. Yes, Get the Word is now its own podcast. You must search for Get the Word separately now. There are episodes of Get the Word on the new podcast that are not on the English Sessions. The anchor page is anchor.fm/get-the-word. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, this is Mike signing off. Thank you.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/MBO. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Mike, your host of Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. We'll talk about the history and origin of words in English. If you're coming over from the English Sessions, well, then I'll give you an even bigger welcome, loyal listener. The English Sessions is the podcast I've been doing for a while now for English learners, and is where Get the Word was first conceived. I decided to make Get the Word its own podcast since I started to realize I was making content more for native speakers with these etymology episodes, which seemed to warrant its own feed. Don't worry, though. For those of you who are English learners, there will still be transcripts of the episodes on the website. Look for details in the show notes. Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, everyone. Mike here. I want to pause for a moment to talk about how you can help the English Sessions to continue. If you'd like to support the English Sessions, then please go to anchor.fm/theEnglishSessions. There, you can click on the support button and make a monthly contribution to the English Sessions to keep this podcast going. You can support the English Sessions for less than $1. Every bit helps. Also, remember, go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com if you are interested in private lessons with me, Mike. Thank you all for supporting this podcast.
Dead Roses Podcast is a podcast as unusual as you. We share stories from listeners and friends that are unusual, unnatural, or even paranormal. Check out Dead Roses Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and submit your story to deadrosespodcast@gmail.com.